Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
Lick, definitely.
Oh, big lick from Michael. Do you want to do the sound effect yourself?
Blah, 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 blah. Nah.
Is that the sound that Tom makes sometimes?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
There he is, Tom.
Oh,
that's
mate.
Your thing.
Mate.
That's the thing you do.
I'm here.
On a wacky Wednesday particularly, but on a Thursday, are you that silly?
No, I'm not silly, but Ollie, I am pretty silly because the band that gave me so much angst as a teenager is on the show tonight. Snow Patrol is on the show, Ollie. This song, oh. Remember it?
Yeah, emotive stuff.
Oh, God. I mean, it's just so emotive.
You
and
can't.
I remember lying on my bed going, tell me that you're opening your eyes, you know?
Oh, it's sad.
It was so sad. It was so sad. So Snow Patrol, not far away, around about 8 o'clock.
Well, a bit of a guest-filled show then, Tom, because closer to home, in less than half an hour, chatting to a recycling expert, professor.
Yeah, why have you organised this? I'm still...
Because people need to realise that we are heading for a disaster when it comes to recycling. Things have changed in the global environment, and we are building up waste like there's no tomorrow in this country. And I want to bring that home to everyone, including you, because you're naive like the rest of us.
Jeez, fun weekend vibes from you.
But I'll also play How Triple M Are You, because that's how fun I am.
Okay, so my job's going to be on the line again, is it?
Yes, you'll play a musical challenge in about an hour's time.
Up next, we all know that person that wants to make their birthday party just so right. And now, Ollie, I should say it's your birthday show, because your birthday's on Sunday.
Yes.
So a big birthday show for you tonight.
Everyone can't wait.
But look, I am going away for your birthday on the weekend. We're going away together. But there's one rule that you've stipulated that I cannot believe you are enforcing.
I don't make rules. I don't believe I have made a rule.
Well, up next, I'll read you exactly what you've sent to the group. It's surrounding something that we must wear, and I'm not happy. And some of the guests aren't happy as well.
It's an edict, not a rule.
Okay.
Well,
you'll find out what that is next after a double play. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's tonight, Smashing Pumpkins, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Before that, one word, baby animals.
It's two words.
Coming up soon, we've got a recycling expert on the show to talk about the waste wonders that are happening in Australia.
The waste wonders, Tom. Mate, they're not wonders, they're
woes.
They're woes. They're waste woes, and they're really bad for our nation.
Ollie, pretty exciting stuff, because your birthday is on Sunday. I've just bought 40 party poppers. Oh!
And they're really bringing the vibe, aren't they, these poppers?
Have a go.
You don't do it for your own birthday.
Yeah, come on. Have a go. I have to press the button, so you do it.
Happy birthday to me.
Hey!
Oh, that gunpowder's good.
Oh.
No, it's real good. I like that.
So for your birthday on the weekend, you've invited everyone down to your girlfriend's holiday house.
Yes.
Your girlfriend's
my rich girlfriend.
Holiday house.
That I mooch off every day, yes.
And you've stipulated a rule in the message, all right? Now, you've stipulated a rule that everyone must abide by.
Just to be clear,
in the message.
It's not a party, it's like 8 people, right? So
yep.
it's a small group, and a message went out, yes.
Now,
I think there's dissent here as to what the message said, because there was a bit of a discussion going on.
Well, first of all, I'm pretty annoyed that we're going around wineries. I can only see that as a slap in the face to me for who's giving up alcohol for a full month, but that's fine. I'll let you have your fun on your birthday.
Well, Tom, it's all about you, isn't it? There you go. Party popper for you.
You. I love them. So your girlfriend has texted the group saying we'll go to some wineries and we'll retire back to the house for some nibbles and good times.
Did she say retire?
She said, we'll retire back to the house that evening for some more wine, nibbles, and good times. Of course, good guy over here, good guy Greg, driving everyone through the wineries. You're welcome.
I'm sorry, is this about you? Is this whole break about you or me?
Let me tell you this part of the message. This is the rule that you've stipulated. At Ollie's request, your girlfriend writes, at Ollie's request,
yep,
everyone must wear a funny headpiece, and it is strongly recommend that you dress warmly because if he gets his way, we'll be outside for most of the night.
I'm an outdoors guy. I'm an outdoors guy.
A funny headpiece, Ollie. What the hell is that rule?
I thought it'd be fun to have something on the head to wear as a hat because I don't mind wearing a hat here and there, and it's going to be cold.
You're wearing your stupid old man hat recently that you got from the op shop.
Harry's practice hat. But I do believe I did say a fun hat.
No, it says funny headpiece.
Well, I meant fun hat. So I'm going to be wearing a fun hat.
What's a fun hat?
Okay. Well, maybe fun is the wrong word.
Okay.
I'm probably just going to wear a hat.
But so should you have messaged the group saying everyone must wear a hat?
Everyone gets it. Like a funny headpiece, surely it's pretty clear. Just wear something fun on your head.
Oh, no.
Why? What's happened?
Well, me and our mate Miles went shopping today to get a bloody funny headpiece, of course. We went to the $2 shop. We were searching through different things. I looked at one stage. I had a little pig on my head because I thought that'd be funny and I could be a thirsty piggy.
You can wear a pig on your head.
That's what I
mate,
thought.
Mate, I'm just wearing a nice hat.
Yeah, well, that's a funny headpiece, isn't it? Wearing a pig on your head. I mean, you think pig on your head, you go, that's hilarious.
I think you should wear the pig on the head. I think that'd be good. What's Miles going to wear?
No, well, I went with marine. I've got a marine hat. I thought that could be funny. Like a sailor's hat.
Oh, that is funny. You are going to look funny, aren't you? Yeah, at the wineries.
And our mate
when
Miles...
When I'm wearing my nice winter hat.
Our mate Miles is not happy at all with you.
Why?
He's like, stupid.
It's just a bit
theme,
of it's a
funny headpiece. Why do I have to wear a funny headpiece? You know what he was doing? He was going shopping for something warm because he knew that we'd be outside. So he was trying to find something funny and warm.
Is that where he had that photo of a Hagrid wig?
He had a Hagrid wig. But no, you know what he did? He got one of those like creatures that sit on your head and then they have the long bits that hang either
like
side.
Like a sloth
thing. And
then
you can put your hands in either side. So it's like a hand warmer.
Man, you guys are going to look ridiculous at my birthday. Can't wait.
Mate, it's actually ridiculous. And Miles is really angry. Actually, up next, let's call Miles.
I don't want to hear from angry Miles.
I think you should break the news to him that it's got nothing to do with a funny headpiece.
Did he actually buy the sloth?
He ended up buying...
I hope he bought a sloth.
He ended up buying like a Sherpa beanie.
Okay.
It wasn't even funny.
Not very funny.
He could have gone angry Scotsman.
That's more fun.
Yeah, I know.
It? Yeah.
I told him to do that.
I just wanted a fun hat.
Well, no, it said funny headwear. Or funny headpiece,
It's been lost in communication.
Up next, let's give Miles a call and see how he's actually feeling. But if someone's trying to stipulate a rule at a party, 133353, get involved.
Bad themes.
Bad party themes. Breakfast at...
What?
Breakfast at Sweethearts here, Cold Chisel, Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
This song's raging.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for a Thursday night before the weekend.
It's an absolute rager.
Oh, mate, it's getting me up and about.
Oh, hang on, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Cold Chisel Breakfast at Sweethearts. Oh, Ollie's birthday show. It's on Sunday. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Is the whole show my birthday thing?
Yeah,
that's nice.
Your birthday thing. That's why I bought a 40 party poppers.
Is that the rest? That's the gist of the party vibes. Anything further to come?
I also bought you a book that says How to Be a Leader.
That was nice of you. Look, it's a big birthday, 28. It's a really important one. Everyone gets around you and makes a big deal about it.
Well, this is the thing. You've made a big deal about it because you've stipulated that at your weekend away, your getaway with a few friends on the weekend, you've stipulated that everyone must wear a, quote, funny headpiece.
I would say it's a misquote. I really think that I've been misquoted here. I wanted to say, or I did say funny, or rather fun hat. Because fun and funny is a bit different, you know what I mean? Funny is like, ha ha, look at you, you stupid man in a polar bear hat. I didn't mean that.
I also love that Sookie and Matt and Steph and Jono all get queen beds, but Miles and Tom and maybe Pat, if you can bring a pillow and a doona, you'll go on the couch.
Okay, well, this is not a chance for you to air your personal gripes.
No, it's not. It's a time for Miles, our good mate, to air his personal gripes. Good evening, Miles.
Hello.
Thanks for giving up your evening, mate. I just thought that you should be aware because we did go shopping for hats today, didn't we, Miles?
Yes.
That's unnecessary, Miles.
Hat shopping for the weekend.
That's not needed.
Because it was funny headpiece. You know,
that's what I thought we were doing. That was clearly stated on the invitation. Well, yeah. Funny headpiece.
And what were some of the hats that you tried on today?
No, guys, honestly, I have costumes at home and I thought most people would have hats to choose from at home.
Well, not everybody has a whole wardrobe of costumes to refer to, like you do, Oliver.
Yeah, okay. Well, my bad.
Your whole wardrobe's a costume, am I right?
Well, I thought we were doing the right thing, though.
Yeah.
You know, we're making an effort.
Yeah.
You don't want to show up empty-handed. You want to make a show of it.
Yeah, what kind of hats were we trying on today, Miles?
Oh, well, I tried on wigs. Funny headpiece, a wig.
Oh, I wouldn't wear a wig.
Yeah, there was a...
It's not a comedy show.
Well, it's funny. It's got to be a funny headpiece.
That's but you know, don't embarrass me. That's.
What do you mean? The invitation literally says funny headpiece.
Yeah, but a wig is. That's just ludicrous.
A funny headpiece.
Wow. Well, yeah. Okay. I did mean fun hat, but it's been.
What do you mean? You meant fun hat?
I meant fun hat. My girlfriend's obviously mistranslated to funny headpiece. So, you bought?
Wait. Sorry. It just has to be a hat.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's a different thing, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. I said fun hat. What have you bought?
So just say fun hat.
Well, I blame Sarah for misquoting me.
Oh.
Why? What are you wearing?
Well, it's a beanie. It's a hat.
Oh, great. Well, there you go.
You bought a little Sherpa beanie, didn't you?
Well, it's got to be warm. We're talking practicalities now. Let's get down to brass tacks, you know?
Yeah, let's talk about the weather.
What?
It's going to be a cold one, isn't it?
Well, literally, yeah.
Let's check the temperature now.
Literally, and in the room, it'll be cold.
Cold
as well.
In the room. Icy, very icy.
Anyway, Miles, we can return those hats to the $2 shop we bought today.
Oh.
Guys, it's going to be a fun time.
I don't want my $4 back.
I don't think I want to go anymore.
Oh, it'd be fun.
We should have our own
party. Bring more of these, Tom. Oh, God, they're fun. I'm glad you brought them out, Tom.
Yeah. Miles was there when I bought them, were you, Miles?
Yeah, I was there.
I also got glow sticks as well.
Going nowhere, guys.
When we're going outside. Thanks, Miles.
Chat about it when we see you.
Righto.
See you, mate. Oh, I've just received a text as well from Matt, who's coming along.
Yeah?
He's so annoyed, he's bought a Friar Tuck wig.
Well, I guess he's furious.
Well, it's a funny headpiece, isn't it?
Like the bald top.
It's insane.
Oh, no. It's a miscommunication.
No.
I'm sorry.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Paul Kelly, Firewood and Candles. We'll talk recycling very soon as Australia is in a waste crisis.
That's better. If you say recycling, people go, oh, here we go. No, Tom, talk it up. It's a waste crisis because we're currently building up a heap of waste that we've got nowhere to put it. So we need to learn up from this professor in about 5 minutes' time.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, and it's not just your party that's happening this year, Ollie. You're not the only party that can go on with your birthday.
No, that's right, Tom. It's also your party. It's everyone's
party. It's your birthday show.
It's everyone's...
Ow!
Whoa. It's everyone's end of year crypto party, and we can all cry if we want to.
Jeez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end of year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end of year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
Here we go.
Triple M.
Yes.
They kind of sting a bit.
Why are you screaming?
The party poppers, you know how they explode a little bit?
Yeah.
It's kind of getting my finger and it's hurting.
Oh, you are a worry, aren't you, Tom?
Yep.
At the party, just wear a bubble wrap, maybe.
Okay.
Just so you don't get hurt.
Can do.
We last night, we invested all our money.
Yeah,
all,
we're having an end of year party, by the way, and we're investing some money into cryptocurrencies.
All $2,500, which we were given by CoinSpot, has been invested into three currencies, Dash, Neo, and Zilliqa. Zilliqa.
Zilliqa.
Zilliqa, I think it is. Now, I bring it up now, Tom, because a lot of interest on Facebook. We did post a live video last night as we literally chose our currencies using a dartboard. So it was visual stuff. So it's up there on Tom and Ollie.
Mm.
But the bad news is that some people have been messaging in. And have you heard these messages, Tom?
No, I haven't.
Sarah has messaged in, Sarah Blair, and there are other texts like this coming in saying, guys, don't forget that you have to pay capital gains tax on any money you make. So factor that in. Are we aware of this? You've got to pay tax?
Producer Bell, are you aware of this? You're putting stuff together behind the scenes.
You're in charge. We're just we're puppets.
Yeah, we're performers.
You're making us do this.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
You're not across.
It'll be fine.
You're not across the tax element.
Mate, I'm not. I'm not ashamed to say that.
Are you good at dodging stuff?
Yeah, how good are you with like?
Oh. Yeah, there you go.
No, I will deal with that. ASAP.
And I just want to say that we did have $2,500. Our current wallet value is at $2,411.
Oh, my God. We've already lost money. $90. Damn it. I knew this would happen. I knew I'd lose money.
Oh,
I should have told you guys. I held my tongue.
What do you mean you should have told us about what?
I knew we were going to lose money. I knew it in my head.
Really?
Yeah.
Ollie, you should have said something, mate.
I'm a good time guy. I didn't want to be the guy who's like, oh, guys, I don't know about this. It's a bad idea.
Just a quick one. Wasn't this your idea?
That's not important. The point is, we're losing money.
Yeah, we're
everyone buy. Go, everyone go buy more currency, and that will help everyone.
We've lost $44 on Dash alone. $30 off Neo and $30 off Zilliqua.
Well, you know how the market works. If we buy more, it'll go up.
Yeah, we should buy more.
Demand supply, let's buy
we
more.
We should definitely.
Bell, we need to buy more.
We should definitely buy more.
I'm going to get some cash out now.
Recycling expert up next. Sorry. War on Waste up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Ollie, just one quick question. We were just going through at dinner time. We were reminiscing on our time at Meredith Music Festival. And there were so many photos that I had of you in my phone, like taking photos of you going, oh my God, this is crazy. I just want to know, why is it that no one ever takes photos of me?
Tom.
Like, I feel like no one ever takes a photo of me. And like, you know, there's some people that exist that just they get photos taken of them, photos.
Well, there's
them.
A lot of answers I could give to this question, Tom. Yeah. I could go into personal looks.
Just give me just give it to me, mate.
I could go into bore down as deep as cheekbone structure. I could go into that level of detail.
Yeah.
But all I'll say is that at Tom Bainbridge on Instagram supplies enough photos of you.
At Tom Bainbridge on Instagram.
To last the entire world a lifetime supply of photos of Tom Bainbridge.
Because they're great.
Because all you do is take photos of yourself. So why would there be any need? The supply is met.
But I only take selfies because no one else takes photos of me.
Well, I applaud you because somehow you've managed to meet a quota that no one knew existed, and yet you filled up your entire Instagram of self-gratifying photos. So look, congrats to you, and I hope you get the satisfaction you want from those likes. Also, the mustache looks stupid. And that's the answer. Up next time, we're going to tackle Australia's recycling crisis. ABC has called it a crisis because we have nowhere to put our recycling. We've got an expert, a professor, Damien Giorgio, up next to help unscramble this issue.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, the epic Money for Nothing, Dire Straits. It's Dire Straits Money for Nothing. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Rocking it out on this Thursday night. We'll ask what your sad song is after we get Snow Patrol on the phone after 8 o'clock. Ollie, we just mentioned my Instagram there before because I said nobody ever takes photos of me.
No.
At Tom Bainbridge on Instagram.
And I gave you the simple answer that it's simply that you take enough photos of yourself on your own personal account, which you plugged again because that's what you do.
Well, Amber.
You're a thirsty piggy.
Amber commented she does some anti-gravity yoga. Looking good with your anti-gravity yoga, Amber. But she just said, so listening to your show just now urged me to stalk your Insta. Didn't expect this. And it's a photo of me with my top off in my new Wrangler jeans.
But that's the whole point. She should expect that because that's what I'm saying is all you post is thirsty pictures.
And thank you to Callum and Renee for just self perpetuating my like-hungry Instagram.
Sorry, read the comment. Read the comment out as it is.
What comment? The comment
that you
made?
The comment you just told me.
You commented on this photo saying you are such a thirsty, like-hungry flog. At Tom Bainbridge. It's in my bio.
Well, it's true, Tom. Now, on to more heavier stuff because it came to my attention and the world's attention that China has recently stopped taking on all of our hard rubbish, all of our waste, all of our recycling. Those details might be slightly off, but that's why I've got a professor to explain the disaster, the impending doom we face with our rubbish in this country. His name is Professor Damien Giorgio. Damien, thank you for joining us.
Great to be with you.
Now, you're from you're a director at the Institute for Sustainable Futures. So obviously this is well up your alley. Are we in a really bad time right now for recycling?
I think it's really a crisis ahead, but it's a crisis that can wake us up to do something useful at the other side. Basically, China has said they don't want anymore to be importing a lot of the paper and plastics and so on that we were sending overseas. So they've put really strict limits on this.
Come on, China. You know, just take it.
Well, they're cleaning up, they're rolling out a lot of clean energy. They've had a lot of pollution in the past, but I think they're firmly set on getting things in place for a cleaner future. And I think what it means for us is we need to do likewise in Australia because it's often been too easy just to send it offshore quite cheaply and means we haven't invested in enough recycling infrastructure locally.
And so what this means, Damien, am I right in saying that there are literally places, you know, tips and recycling, spots that are just have rubbish piling up?
There is some stock. Look, there's some stockpiling, but I mean, to put it in perspective, most Australians generate about 2 tonnes of rubbish per person, a little bit more, about 60 tonnes as a country, and we recycle roughly half of that. Now, it's actually only 1 tonne that's been going offshore to China, but it's still a reasonable fraction of the paper and also some of the plastics. And so the costs that companies used to be able to get for that collected recycling have plummeted because China's stopped taking it. And that's where there's been a little bit of piling up of what would have otherwise been recycled.
We've got Professor Damien on the phone, who's the director at the Institute for Sustainable Futures. I think what brought it to light for me, Professor Damien, was War on Waste, which was Craig Rucastle from the Chasers. He did a little series on the ABC.
Exactly.
And I think one of the biggest things was the coffee cups, the fact that we can't actually recycle coffee cups.
Yeah, what's the deal here, Damien? How do we deal with these cups?
I think the great beauty of the War on Waste is it's really helped to put a spotlight on this issue, and there are, you know, still small-scale schemes now looking at being able to recycle this. But I think it's woken up the public and hopefully in turn woken up the politicians to say this is something we need to get a lot smarter with. So, of course, it's best to drink the coffee perhaps in the cafe, but it's the trick with recycling coffee cups has been the lining and sort of separating that from the paper well. So I think there are some newer approaches and technologies that can help there as well, but it really says to us there's just so much hidden waste in our daily consumption.
Yeah. Who's the biggest culprit, companies or individuals?
Well, this is a great one, and I think it's both. The companies encourage the individual to prioritise convenience, and so there's been a push as a result of this really falling into the spotlight to make sure all our packaging is recyclable and compostable. But, you know, we need to reduce absolute consumption as well. Buying bottled water, even if it happens to be made out of 100% recycled plastic, is not really the greatest pathway to being kind to the environment. So I think it's both. And so targets that look up and down the supermarket aisle to say, what's the average quantity of packaging we've got here, can be really helpful.
Yeah, well, what are the top three tips you can give us to try and combat this this war on waste?
I think, personally, be conscious of our choices. Mm. Buy what we need. You know, I mean, it's not only the packaging, but half the general rubbish bin is full of food waste. Mm. So cut down and buy what you need. I think start asking. Whether that's the companies you buy from or the shops, do we need that plastic bag, or you know, is there a chance to pack differently? And then finally, just get involved and see what you know, small things you can do. Might be re-gifting a second-hand gift instead of rushing off to buy a new one. You know, shiny's not always better. I think we're a bit beyond that now, and be creative with reusing as well as recycling.
Professor Damien, I'm very sorry to say, but I just bought a 40-pack of party poppers from the $2 shop. I think they're not doing the world.
The gunpowder is being recycled in my lungs, so I'm okay with that. Damien,
you'll make an art installation from them and sell it on eBay.
So. Thank you so much, Damien. It's an important message, but don't worry, I am walking home from the supermarket, denying the bag and carrying 12 items bundled in my arms every time like a stubborn old man, so everyone can do their bit.
You're an example.
I'm an example. Thank you, Professor Damien Giocco.
Nice stuff.
It's a serious one, Tom. Everyone's got to think about it. And make sure that your workplace is also recycling. That's a big one.
Oh, that's a big one.
Watch out.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Hard hitting. Yeah. It's the Chili Peppers with Give It Away. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, of course. These guys are coming up on the show very soon.
Oh, Snow Patrol, baby.
Their new album is out tomorrow. It's called Wildness. It's going to be massive. First record in 7 years. Already heard a couple of the tunes and it's sounding pretty good.
And you cried to those guys a few times, didn't you?
Oh, mate.
As a child?
That's why we'll ask, because we have questions as Tom and Ollie and Triple M. What's your sad song very soon? Because, man, whew, cried to open your eyes a lot.
Cry alert. Now, Tom, you know a good upsell. You know how they work, of course, an upsell in business when you get offered something and you buy something and they say, well, get this.
So, I can see that you've got a pair of jeans there. Would you like a t-shirt for $20?
That's right. Now, you would know that apps have to find their own way of upselling. I mean, recently we both used a gym app called
5x5 Strong Lifts.
5x5, and we were upsold to buy the full yearly package. The full version,
yeah.
And that was worth it. Today I discovered an app that is doing a very cheeky upsell that I think is a real frustration for DJs around the world like myself.
Are you a DJ?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm glad you asked, because today I was actually volunteering my time. Well, that's not true, I got paid. But I was at AIM. AIM stands for Australian Indigenous Mentoring Experience, and does great work with young Aboriginal students who are being mentored to achieve great things.
What, and you DJed there?
I DJed at...
You didn't do it for free.
I did it for paid. I did it for $100. It's nothing.
Oh!
Just to pay for my petrol.
Oh!
And lunch and dinner.
Oh!
And an upgrade to my new app. No, here's the thing though. There was a bit of an issue because my gear wouldn't connect. So for a while there at the uni within the room, I'm trying to build vibe and, you know, make it a bit of a fun experience.
Sure.
The gear wouldn't connect. So I had to, in a moment of darkness, I had to turn to the app store and go, I may need to DJ from your iPhone. Yes. Now, here is the disastrous thing. I got the app and I was setting it up and I was having a play around. And you know me, I don't mind an air horn.
Oh, you love an air horn.
So I'm giving the air horn a go, and it's a bit of fun, right? That's it. Yeah, I'm getting a bit silly and playing it out. How many times did you play it then, though, Tom?
That was only like three or four times.
That was three or four times. So here's the thing. I played the air horn a bunch of times, and the... Stop. You need to stop. I'm telling you. Because that was like nine times. The app says to me, after I've played the air horn a couple of times for fun, it says, get more plays! Exclamation mark.
What?
You're out of plays.
Of air horn?
Yes. unlock unlimited plays or wait 4 hours for 20 more plays of the air horn. So you've got 10 left, my friend. So just be careful. Can you believe that?
That's insane.
Is that the cheapest thing you've ever heard in your life? It's like, it's an air horn, for God's sake. I can do 20? Anyway, look, it's a fun noise, so we'll play it out. What's that, 12, 13, 14, 15. It's good fun.
That's good.
16. We've got four more. Don't waste them. 17. Whoa. Too much.
Sorry, I just...
You went over.
I just love air horn.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, it is, baby. And a big thanks to Millie, who liked every single photo on my Instagram at Tom Bainbridge. Well done, Millie. That would have taken you a while. I now can't see any other reactions apart from your likes.
Surely she commented at some point saying, you're a thirsty pig, stop looking for likes.
It's a dude.
Millie?
Yep.
Millie's a dude. Something gone wrong there, mate.
19, basketball.
Can't be called Millie if you're a bloke.
I think it's Billy.
Yeah, okay. That makes more sense. Hey, Tom, we're going to ask very soon, what's your sad song? Just posted a photo of, a chance for you to get involved in that question on Facebook, Tom and Ollie. Mm. It does detail the background of my sad song, which is a Fleetwood Mac song, and it goes into the backstory of me breaking my girlfriend's heart. The song Landslide Brought Me Down. Anyway, get involved. That's in about 10 minutes' time.
The reason why we're doing that is because Snow Patrol's on the show up next, Ollie.
Your sad song.
Oh, so sad. They've got a brand new album out tomorrow featuring this song called Don't Give In. New music from those guys. It's been 7 years since their record. It's out tomorrow. It's called Wildness. Up next, let's get Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol on the phone. Stick around for Big Snow Patrol. Here with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Hunters and collectors, throw your arms around me. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie, and my job will be on the line very soon for How Triple M Are You. If you're a pretty big Triple M fan, then you can go head-to-head with me guessing the music. But look, don't go head-to-head with me when you're talking about Snow Patrol. I've got a new album out tomorrow. It's called Wildness. I love the album artwork. It's an astronaut surrounded by birds. We've got their new song, Don't Give In. That's getting some plays. Mate, that's getting some licks. I can tell you that.
It's getting some licks, no flicks.
No flicks, licks from Snow Patrol.
They're doing some great stuff, Tom. I'm a big fan of Snow Patrol as well.
Yep.
Are you cool if I just go on? I'm a bit parched. Before we chat to the guys from the band, I'm just a bit thirsty. You cool if I go and clear my throat outside the studio just quickly? I'll be back in a second.
Really? But we've got Snow Patrol.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about this.
Hang on. We've got Snow Patrol on the phone, though, Ollie.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I suppose I'll start it without you then. All right. Let's get them on the phone. It's Snow Patrol. Good evening, Snow Patrol.
Oh, sure is, Tom. Whew. And tell you what, mate, it's a bloody absolute bluebird up here today on the mountain. Oh, and the snowy day.
Ollie, what are you doing?
It's a very windy up here at the summit, Tom. As I give you the Snow Patrol report. Absolutely, as I said, bluebird day. And it's a chilly 16 degrees.
Ollie, what are you doing? We're supposed to be talking to Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol.
Well, have I mentioned that there's fresh pow-pow? I'm talking fresh pow-pow snow as far as the eye can see. Absolute bluebird day. All these things definitely make sense
You've
together.
You've said bluebird about three times. Do you not have enough? Do you not have enough Snow Patrol content to be doing a snow report?
It's a white Christmas up here. Absolute white Christmas. There's snow everywhere.
Don't say that.
It's insane. And that's the Snow Patrol for today.
Why are you doing this?
You made me do this. You know why? Snow Patrol, they're cancelled. I couldn't get in contact.
Well, don't say that.
What am I meant to say? Man, it's freezing up here. I can't think straight. If I lay here, if I just lay. Well, anyway, Tom, it is cold up here, but what I can say is that Daniel's sad song is REM's Everybody Hurts. So let's get into some more sad songs. What do you reckon?
So disappointed in you right now.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
Well, check out Snow Patrol's new album, Wildness. It's out tomorrow. Featuring that hit, Don't Give In. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to be broadcasting. I'm embarrassed for this show. I'm embarrassed for Triple M. I'm so sorry that you just had to hear Ollie pretending to be on a mountain. He wasn't even out on the mountain. I could see him out the window. Insane. This is The Cure. Friday, I'm in love with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Friday, I'm in love, The Cure. Friday, I'm certainly in love. Woo! It's nearly the weekend and it's Ollie's birthday show. His birthday's on Sunday.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Ollie.
Play some Calvin Harris, ready for the weekend. Woo! Hit it.
Yeah, I'll just have to type it into the system.
We haven't got it. I asked for this last week. We haven't got it in the system. I'm sorry I asked. I should know that if you ask Tom to play a song, he will go into computer mode.
Calvin Harris. I've got this one.
Typing. Yep. Great.
Bounce.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Bounce.
Great. Good vibes.
Hey, so good having a Snow Patrol on the phone just then, albeit that it was you on the phone.
Don't mention it. Don't bring it up.
But yeah, the brand new Snow Patrol album is out tomorrow called Wildness. And I thought it'd be a good time to open up about sad songs. Ollie, when I was a teenager, I really got into Snow Patrol's album.
Yeah.
And it washed over me. It would make me cry, especially this song, Open Your Eyes. Tell me that you open your eyes.
Tell me. Oh. Those girls that you're in love with.
Oh.
God, they were gutted.
It was insane. It brought on tears. Can you believe that?
Well, I think everyone's got a sad song, Tom.
Yeah.
And mine is I've actually posted about it on Facebook.
Yeah,
on
can
Tom
I just read this? It says, Ollie plays Fleetwood Mac's Landslide and thinks about the time he broke up with his lovely girlfriend and ruined his life. Luckily, she took him back. Was that the time that you broke her arm? Did you break her arm?
I'll cry. I will cry.
Yeah.
Don't make light of the fact that I broke her arm.
Well, first you broke her heart, then you broke her arm.
Yes, and she mentions it often. It's an often rolled out line.
took it down.
It was awkward timing. We were broken up.
Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Played netball and I bumped into her.
And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills.
She hit the ground.
Till the landslide brought me down.
The landslide of Ollie Morris brought her down, broke her arm.
Oh, mirror in the sky.
Cry, 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 cry,
I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. Well, what I will say was that it was such a sad image that I felt bad for her and we got back together.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, I've been afraid of changing.
But if you'll indulge me, when I was broken up with her, these words just spoke to me because I'd broken up with her and I did love her. And then the words are saying stuff like, I've been afraid of changing because our lives are changing around us and I might have wrecked it. Oh. And it just spoke to me. So there, I've said it, Landslide is my sad song. I even called it my self-pity song.
Well, the one that really gets me these days is, of course, the ARIA award-winning Gang of Youths.
You've mentioned that.
With The Heart is a Muscle.
And I wanna sad. Make it strong. Well, people are loving it on Facebook, Tom.
Lots by the way, 133353, what's your sad song?
Yeah, Daniel Gray, as I mentioned in the Snow Report, he said Everybody Hurts by R.E.M., which is a classic one. You should have these songs queued up, Tom, if you're doing your job. And Kerry Ann said Beautiful in My Eyes, which I don't know who that is.
'Cause everybody hurts.
Oh yeah, I've got Beautiful in My Eyes. It's by Joshua Caddison.
You will always be beautiful in my eyes.
Probably check him first, Tom, before you play him. Matthew said, Mayday Parade, Terrible Things. Not across that. Don't try and search it, Tom. Just plow on. 133353. Give us a buzz. Your sad song. What is your sad song? This is almost, this is an emotive song, Lou Reed here, but it's not a sad song.
You wouldn't call this sad.
No, it's almost uplifting in a way.
It's almost ready for the weekend style vibes.
Oh, bit of a dull weekend if you're just getting up for this one.
Bounce by Calvin Harris. 133353, we have questions. What's your sad song? It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Walk on the Wild Side, Lou Reed, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll play How Triple M Are You very soon.
Oh, big music show, isn't it?
It is a big music show.
Big music show. You'll be challenged by a loyal listener who knows their music pretty soon. But, Tom, before that, we're actually delving into sad songs. Songs that touch the heart for various reasons, whether it's love, pain, could be the loss of a friend or a loved one. Any reason to have a sad song, and we want to hear those songs and hear why they're a sad song. Mine was that I was broken up with my girlfriend and I, as you mentioned, did break her arm, but the worst part was I broke her heart. That really hurt. I think more. The endone helps with the broken arm, but it doesn't help with the broken heart, as Sarah found out. But she did binge watch a lot of TV, so, you know, there's a plus side to everything. 133353. My dad messaged Tom. That was landslide. Or my sister, on behalf of my dad, saying, Dad's favourite song is Fields of Gold.
Oh.
This is my dad's favourite song.
Yep.
Oh, let's hear it.
Will you stay with me?
Yeah, sounds
good. Will you be my love among the fields?
He likes the Eva Cassidy version, but I won't be picky. He won't be picky.
That's the Sting version.
That's the Sting version.
Let's go into Corey on 133353. Hey, Corey.
Hey, mate. How you going?
What's your sad song, buddy?
Beautiful by Barbie.
Oh.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful angel. Love your imperfections, every anger.
Wow.
Okay. What is this, R&B Fridays?
Who's Bazzy?
He's just an up-and-coming artist, and he's just, yeah, been making some really good art music recently. So.
What's his biggest hit, Dreams, or Mine?
Mine, definitely.
But why, mine, all right.
Let's play Beautiful. Why is it your sad song, Corey?
It's just because I really relate with what he was singing about. Just because me and my ex-girlfriend now, we're really close. And, I just really connect with the song. So
that's beautiful. To quote Bazzy.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Kate on 133353, what's your sad song?
Where Have You Been by Kathy Mattea.
Oh, I love it. I've actually got the Rihanna version of that.
Slightly different, guys.
Oh, great. So sad.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry, we didn't have that one in the system.
Do you search up the song title, but then put in brackets other versions?
No, that just...
Please don't find the version I want. Please find an ulterior version that no one wants to hear.
We just don't have...
Yeah, it's going to be Where Have You Been.
Where have you been?
Oh, where of?
Apostrophe there.
Oh, where of?
Where have you been? Not where have you been. No one ever says where have you been.
Well,
unless
producer
you're in trouble.
Bell would say that on the phones, but true. Where have you been? No, I don't have it.
Okay. Well, Kate, why is it sad for you?
Well, it starts off. She's got a really punny voice. It starts off with about a woman looking for love. She thinks she's gonna never find it. Then, when she finds someone, she thinks he's died. And by the end, it ends up with her basically forgetting who he is because of dementia.
Is that it?
Found it on YouTube.
Until his key turned in the
door. Yeah, it's sad.
That's sad. Thanks, Kate. Good stuff. Can't dwell for too long. Keep it light, keep it moving. Nigel, what's your sad song?
Sad song.
Yeah, Nigel, what's your sad one? Yeah, that's right, sad song.
Sad song.
What? Oh, sorry. What's your sad song, Nigel?
Sad song?
Yeah, that's a
Lou
question.
Reed.
By Screaming Jets?
No, by Lou Reed. No. It's not Berlin.
Yeah, we're searching in Tom's alternate version computer, so he never has the one you want. He has other versions.
Oh, does he? He won't get another version.
So, what was your sad song again?
Sad song.
Sad song. Now, why is it your sad song?
Sad song because it's just a sad song, mate.
Yeah, you're very literal, aren't you, Nigel?
It's about drug addiction and it's about a woman that gets her children taken away.
Classic Lou Reed.
It's
sounds like a sad song.
YouTube's just playing an ad, so we can wait for the ad hear Lou Reed's sad
song. Do you want to hear us say sad song for 18th time, or should we move on to James? Tom, that's what I'm suggesting.
Hang on, I've got it.
It's not worth it. We've moved on. No one's waiting around to hear that. On. It's not worth it. Like, okay. Get a bit of pace to you, mate.
Sure.
I know your computer's slow. Can your brain work faster?
Nope.
James, what's your sad song?
Fix You by Coldplay.
Oh, Tom, wow.
I got it.
That's the one.
James, can you tell us between the lyrics, if you can, why it's sad for you? So feel free to pause between each moment.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It's played at a couple of funerals of a family member and one of my good mates. So,
okay,
it was my graduation song. It's sad, isn't it?
I just wrecked it, didn't I? I wrecked your graduation song, didn't I?
No,
I'm sorry, James. You were mentioning a sad story, and Tom said it's my graduation song. Like that's more important. Yours is more important.
People tune in for me, not James.
That is. Most outrageous thing I've
sorry,
ever
James.
Heard.
It's all comedy, mate.
James,
no, it's all comedy.
It is a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song, and I actually went and sang Coldplay, and they performed that live, and like me and my missus were just like bawling our eyes out, and we're singing along in unison with like 100,000 people. You know what?
Yeah,
that's exaggeration, but you know,
it's spot on. It is
good.
It's
so.
Spot on.
Well, and you know, every time I hear it, I get a bit emotional. You know. Mm.
Well, I don't want to end on too much of a light note, but I wish I could fix Tom, James, but I can't. So we're stuck with him.
I wish we could fix Tom too.
Yeah, I just got the live version of Coldplay Fix You to play for you.
Moving on.
And that's how you do it.
Happy birthday, Ollie, by the way.
Oh, thanks, James. Yeah, for Sunday. Good on you, mate. And we'll try and fix Tom.
Oh,
that
come
just
on.
Sums up the attitude our listeners have to you and at me, Tom.
Well, this is the live version of Fix You for James.
Birthday wishes for me and wish we could fix you, Tom.
That doesn't sound very good.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a 5-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a 5-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Super annoyed at you, Ollie, for spraying deodorant on me at the urinal and now I smell like deodorant can.
Smell like Africa. But Tom, get over it because it turns out everyone's got their sad song. A lot of comments on Facebook.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to play any of them.
We love your involvement. That's
you hate me playing sound effects.
Well, you're too slow. You play them about a minute after we mention them.
Because we don't have the audio in the system.
Jody said Slipknot Vermillion Part 2. Had a couple of likes for that one. I already mentioned Mayday. Chris said anything by Dashboard Confessional, namely Screaming Infidelities. Sounds very sad. Tears in Heaven, Eric Clapton. That's a good one from Mauricio. That's a good sad song. Breath by Pearl Jam. Tyler said Johnny Cash Hurt. Lots of sad stuff coming through. Guys, we feel your pain together.
I don't think we have any Slipknot.
Nah, it's too heavy. If you put it on the radio, you'd break a speaker.
Because that was the first one. That was a gag.
Oh, there's a gag. Oh, that's just how I expect you to respond now, is to try and get the sound from a minute ago. Tom, we're doing this.
How Triple M are you?
We're doing this one, Tom. It's a game that challenges your musical knowledge, which is already on shaky ground, as we've just seen. I mean, you take a while to get sounds. Can your brain work fast enough to get the songs that I play from your head out of your mouth? That's a challenge for you and for a contestant on 133353.
You've made that the most confusing game in the world.
Well, I can say it's a musical quiz, but that's boring. Just everyone gets that.
Just say guess the song.
Guess the song. Oh, we're going to play guess the song up next, 133353. Come play guess the song with Tom. Good guy. It's called How Triple M Are You?
And this one's new Pearl Jam. It's called Can't Deny Me, 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Can't Deny Me, Pearl Jam, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And Naughty After Nine isn't far away as well.
Tom, this is the part
Thanks for swapping mics as well.
This is the part of the week, Tom, where you freak out, you worry that your job is on the line, and it is, and you basically...
Oh, sorry.
And you basically surrender the right to brag because you don't know music. Let's find out.
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
All right, how it works is... Well, let's actually hear from our contestant, Craig. Evening, Craig.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What a pleasant evening it is, and how are you tonight?
I am living the dream.
You're a big fan of Triple M and the music we play?
I've been listening to Triple M for a very long time, and I've actually, I won Guns N' Roses tickets in 93.
Oh, nice. Wow.
So a bit of a prize pig.
No, what Tom's saying is, he's intimidated because he was 3 years old and doesn't know any music.
It's not true.
Uh-huh.
How was that gig?
That was sensational.
Yeah, I saw him in 2009, so probably a similar gig, really.
Thunderdome, 1993,
Mine was Rod Laver. All right, that's okay. Now, Craig, obviously 5 songs here get played. Best
I went
of...
and saw Evermore.
Who?
Evermore,
you say.
Who?
So, Tom, your name's your buzzer. Craig, your
get
name
down,
is
Craig.
Your buzzer. Tom is already up and about. Because, Tom, last week you got demolished. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
What was his name again? James, killed you.
Midnight Oil, Power and Passion.
That was 3 from 3, and then 5 from 5.
Worth playing that audio.
Let's get to it. Song number one, Craig, are you ready?
Certainly am.
Here we go. Oh,
Craig.
Yeah, good on you, Craig. Yeah, what is it?
Three Doors Down, Superman.
No, it's not, Craig.
Well, you both...
Put incorrect, Ollie.
Is it, what was the song title, Craig?
No. Superman. Kryptonite.
Yeah, it's Kryptonite, Ollie.
Yes, it is, Craig. Well done. Well, I'm sorry. It's Kryptonite in brackets, Superman.
I'm out.
It's in the brackets.
I'm out.
You know? He's already cracked it. Mate, it's the same thing. You even yelled out Superman yourself, so you're also wrong.
No, it's Kryptonite.
No.
There we go.
Song it's 1-0, buddy.
Yeah, that's right, Craig.
Shut up, Craig.
Craig.
It's Cymbals. How can you know it from Cymbals?
Craig?
Led Zeppelin, Black Dog.
Oh, I'm going to have to call
you rock
out.
And roll. Whole...
That is incorrect. Tom, over to you.
Been a long time.
Yeah,
been a long time.
Yeah, what's the song?
Yeah,
rock
and roll.
Yeah, been a long time?
Been a long time since a rock and roll.
What I said.
I can't get that point to you, I'm afraid, Tom.
Oh, well, we bumbled through Superman and Kryptonite, so give me a bloody point.
No, you had no idea. You were going to call it Binalong, like it's the federal seat of near Sydney.
Well, mate, how can you tell from Cymbals?
How can you not tell from Cymbals?
Don't you know Led Zeppelin?
All right, let's get to song 3. Tom.
Oh, that's quick.
Down. No, Come As You Are, Nirvana.
Bainbridge on the scoreboard, finally.
Come as you are. That's the take that prize pig.
So rude.
I saw Nirvana live, buddy, before Kurt Cobain necked himself.
Yeah, well, I saw Nevermore. Evermore.
Nevermore? I can't even get the name right. Tom, that's the first song you've got right since 2 weeks ago.
All right, let's go.
So that's bringing it home for you, isn't it? Here we go. That's 3 down. You're both on 1. Here we go. Song number 4.
Tom.
Craig.
Oh, Tom. It's Regurgitator.
Mm-hmm. No, it's garbage.
Ah, Craig, you could have let him hang himself there.
Far out! This garbage.
All right, let's go to you, Craig.
Garbage, go baby, go go.
Yeah.
Hang on, just behind you, go baby, go go. I don't know the name of the song. I can't remember the name of the song.
It's a tough one. Five.
I'm stuck. I'm lost.
Three. You lost.
It's Garbage.
Two.
But I'm.
The song was Cherry Lips.
Cherry Lips.
That's
go,
the
baby,
one.
Go. 1 point for Ollie.
But in brackets, go baby, go. So I'm surprised you didn't take that because you took the brackets before, didn't you? Different rules for different songs.
There's definitely no brackets in Kryptonite Superman, by the way. I made that up.
Exactly. I knew
all
that.
Right. It's still 1-0. So this song is a decider, gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
If I can call you gentlemen. You're a couple of pigs right now in a trough. All right, Craig, ready to go?
Certainly. Craig.
This is not a song. I know what it is as well.
David Lee Roth, Just Like Paradise.
Yeah. Oh, well, that is correct. And Craig, you have taken home the chocolates, as they say in the football field.
You've taken home the prizes. Oink, oink. Well done, Craig.
Thank you very much. Just another prize from Triple M. Thank you.
Prize pick. An actual prize pick. It's brilliant. Oh, too much fun.
Oh, Tom, you lose again.
Yeah, well.
You live to fight another day somehow.
Come and do my job, Craig. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Science fiction divinals.
Oh, come on, mate.
What?
Tom, you're not ready. You just weren't ready then.
That's fine. I was reliving my childhood. I was listening to some Evermore songs. So I want you to know
that I've seen. Is that the song you play after you lose at something?
Oh, yeah.
So, well done to Craig, who takes home yet another prize, as you mentioned, Tom. Oink, oink, but good on him. Now, we're getting pretty naughty. We're getting naughty soon, Tom. But before we get there, we are going to ask, have you tried to enlarge your penis? If you have tried to enlarge the member, we want to hear from you. But today, as I mentioned before, I mentioned that I was DJing at an Indigenous mentoring day for young students. And as with all these types of events where volunteers are involved and you're trying to create a vibe on a day where it's like, guys, come together, we're volunteering, we're trying to make an atmosphere of learning and inspiration. You've done them, Tom. We actually met at a camp that does this kind of thing.
Oh, we're good people.
We're good people. And you know the vibe where it's like, get to know your games. Let's do an introduction.
Yeah.
And the question that struck me that I found, that I've heard 1,000 times before, is tell us something interesting about yourself.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
It is hard, isn't it? Because nothing to you about your own self is particularly interesting. Do you know what I mean?
And then it's the pressure of having to have a good story.
And then it's like, well, how far do I go? Because I can pull out some weird, kinky story that you'll be fascinated by from last night. Do you want to hear that?
The thing that I did in front of the spotlight in Berlin at the big dance party.
All right, guys, all these students are going to rock up in about 10 minutes, but get to know your game. Tom, what have you done recently that's cool?
It's called a sex train.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a type of train.
So you can't do that. So to nail the question of tell us something interesting about yourself is very hard to do. You know, most people will go, oh, I work at a cinema. You know what I mean? Which I would have done 1,000 times when I worked at a cinema.
I make candles on weekends.
But even that is showing a level of vulnerability that most people wouldn't even show. You know, you wouldn't go there. You'd just say something dumb like, oh, I've got 3 sisters. So I want to throw it out there now, 133353, to really see if anyone can nail the question of, Tell us something interesting about yourself.
This is great.
Because
look, let's get to know you.
Let's get to know you. We're going to get a good vibe going here. We're going to really change some lives tonight, guys. So let's get that vibe right. I'm going to meet you over there in the corner. I'm going to meet you, sir. And you, madame, look quite quirky.
Ollie, do you want to start us off? Tell us a bit about yourself. Tell us something interesting about yourself.
I DJ on the weekends sometimes, but I'm not very good. One time, I pretended to mix 2 songs together, but I wasn't wearing any headphones. So everyone knew that I was pretending and it was already a pre-mixed song.
Oh, well, thanks for coming in tonight, Ollie.
See, and that was actually a really basic. That wasn't great, was it?
No, that wasn't amazing. No. Let's meet Jason. Good evening, Jason. Tell us something interesting about yourself.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Yeah, good, Jason.
Hey, Jason. Nice to meet you tonight.
Yeah, you too. Well, I've called up Triple M before and told them that I do historical medieval battles. So, real armor, real weapons, just blunted. And our team just got back from the World Championships with a bronze medal.
Brilliant. And what you've got to remember here, Tom, is that we're...
So lovely to meet you, Jason.
We're on radio, so we're expecting great stories. But when you're in a room full of just average people...
That's brilliant.
To get that answer is like, shit, yeah, Jason, you've just opened yourself up and told us about something real that you do.
133353, tell us something interesting about yourself. We'd love to get to know you, as they'd say. This is Anna's song, Open Fire, Silverchair. Tom and Ollie on Triple M, just getting to know you, you know? If you've ever tried to enlarge your penis, we'd like to hear from you soon for Naughty After Nine. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Silverchair, Anna's song. Not Anna's song.
No, no, you famously once called it Anna's song without the apostrophe.
Yeah, what a shame.
God bless you.
How good is it getting to know people tonight on 133353?
I was hoping you'd play that. It's good. It is nice. I was doing some get-to-know-you games today with a bunch of young volunteers, and if you haven't done this before, I mean, everyone's done it at some point in their life, a game where it's like, get to know the new people in the room. Mm. I've done a fair few of them, just doing random things in life, volunteering, and so it gets to a point where you're like, are we really finding out anything that's worthwhile here?
Mm.
133353 is the number.
Mm.
Tom, anything interesting about yourself?
Oh, hi, Ollie. Yeah, lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Tom. Why don't you tell us something?
I am once... ran into the corner of a table as a child and had to get stitches on my forehead.
Oh.
Think about it. In a room full of people, not that bad.
It is important to recalibrate your expectations from the radio to a room full of strangers.
So lovely to meet Scott tonight on 133353.
How are you, Tom and Ollie?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
When I was 14, I was a naughty boy, so my mum sent me up to Darwin to go buffalo catching.
Oh, go what catching?
Buffalo catching. To see if the rough, tough cowboys could sort me out, and instead they sent me home 6 months later.
Oh, because you were too rough.
No, because they just couldn't handle me.
They couldn't handle you. Too
naughty.
You were too loose. That's pretty cool, Scott. I want to know more about that. So is buffalo catching a thing up there, is it?
Yeah, what you do is you set up some Hessian wings into a pen. And then you put four-wheel drives at the end of them. The helicopters bring the buffalo into the Hessian wings.
It's an expensive sport.
And then the four-wheel drives push them forward into the pen.
And then when you get them, what do you eat them or what do you do?
You send them off to the meatworks. Some of them went over to Asia. Oh. They were little potty cars.
Right.
But most of them ended up in McDonald's.
Oh, like a statue?
No, as in the meat in the hamburgers.
Oh, God, okay. Well, nice to meet you, Scott.
It's better than beef.
Yeah, is it? Okay. Yeah. Controversial.
Nice to talk to you guys again.
Nice to talk to you, Scott. I know that voice from a mile away. Better than beef. I mean, Angus beef.
You hear
is
it
what...
from a mile away and it chills you through your body as well.
Probably find it a bit sexy, don't you, Tom?
Yep.
Jess, let's get to know Jess, Tom. Tell us something interesting about yourself, Jess.
When I was living and working in Moscow, I assisted the boys in starting an AFL team for Moscow.
Wow. You already won when you said when I was living and working in Moscow. You already had me.
Yeah, I got a few of those stories. But yeah, that's probably the coolest one.
Is the AFL team the coolest story? What if it was 9:05, for example, on Naughty After Nine? Would you be able to go somewhere else with
What happens in Moscow stays in Moscow.
Intriguing. I want to get to know more from Jess, but I can't. That's a good way to tease it.
That's the way you want to leave it. You don't want to leave him wanting less.
No, which can happen.
You know, sometimes in this show as well, you leave them wanting... an Ollie. That was horrible.
Can I try again, Tom?
Okay.
Like when you finish your story off, that's a sex train. Ollie on Triple M.